Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download it. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content and unities, do everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's under grass society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip hop, AD, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, still a mean, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder, massing music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Man, how y'all doing? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez, Murder Master Music Show, episode 587. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we got kind of got like a double episode, you know what I'm saying, from Memphis to Detroit. First up, we're going to bring on the homie MC Mack here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped Purina Volume 6 not too long ago, and we're going to talk about that. That I know that's, you know what I'm saying, from what I hear, might be his last, man. Let's hope that's not the case. I remember when T-Rock was on here, T-Rock said, man, that he wasn't going to do any more albums, and of course, you know, he couldn't stay away, man, just like Short Dog, man. So we're going to chop it up with Mack. Then we're going to chop it up with the homie Don Verb out of Detroit from the Red Team. You know what I'm saying? He was down with the, Chinaman Records, and then he was on the Breaking Glass Ceilings compilation with JT Money, Lynch Mob, of course, Money, Crystal, a bunch of other people. You know, rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. You know, so we're going to chop it up with him as well, play some tracks from him. But let's get off into this MC Mack interview, man. And we definitely got some dope music to play tonight, man. Let me bring him on right now. MC Mack, how you doing, brother?
Oh, yo, what it do, bro?
Man, thank you for coming back on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? I know we've had you on before. You've blessed the archives, you know what I'm saying, many times. Tonight is very special because this could be your last go-around, man. Please tell me that Pure Anna Volume 6 is not your last album.
Who's saying that?
Somebody was getting in my ear that it might be your last. I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, if it's fake news, man, let them know, brother.
Yeah, no, man, you know, the grand finale, man. I thought it was the last one. We were doing it like Grande style, but now music is in me, man. You know, it's what I do. So
yeah, I was going to say, man, it couldn't be.
We're going to continue to rock, you know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to rock this thing out. I've been working on a bunch of maneuvers, man, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of doors been opening up, so, you know, I've just been moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying?
Grand finale.
It's a blessing.
I'm glad the grand finale is, you know what I'm saying, not the real grand finale just yet, you know what I'm saying? So that's good to hear. But this, you know, Pure Anna, you know, this is a series of albums that you've been putting out over the years, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they've been up on it. And number six, you know what I'm saying, what has been the feedback that you've been getting so far? And then it's a two-part question. After that, how would you describe this compared to the previous five? Is it on a totally different level or something similar?
Basically, man, you know, every project I bring out with the series, man, has been like a step up that ladder, if you know what I mean, in the business. And
yeah.
This album kind of opened the doors that a lot of my other albums didn't. You know, I did the same measures and some of the same marketing on it. But, yeah, now this album is like my best work ever, I feel. And, you know, it took me almost like a year and a half, 2 years of recording it to get it done, and collaborated with some of the best artists in the game, I felt, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And as for what's different about this album compared to my other ones, man, you know, this album is like, shit, I put up numbers that my other albums didn't, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything was did on a proper scale on this one. I took my time with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? We got some tracks we're going to get off into here in a second. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the first one I want to play is Wanted. Man, why don't you kind of break down this track and intro for us, brother?
Oh, salute, man, to everybody who helped put that project together, man, even the video, you know what I'm saying? But Wanted to get my homeboy MC Red Eyes, man. Shout out to Cotton Row Studios, man. Drop the joint there, and it's basically.
Hell yeah, we're
so many ways. I spelled it wanted, but you know, it could be deprived as wanted, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about how I pick it. But theme of the grand finale, album cover, what being wanted, you know what I'm saying? Got the old Beale Street kind of feel, so you know, old monsters with the guys back in the old mob times.
I was gonna say you got that old Al Capone 20s gangster vibe going there, man. What made you want to go in that direction? Kind of like some mafia shit.
You know, it was a hype track. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of my friend. The words, if you could see, check out the spelling of the song. So it was like wanted, but then in the video, you know, it's like she wanted. You know what I'm saying? She wanted it. So I was wanted, you know, get it how you want it. You know, it's just a play on words and shit, you know.
Yeah.
It was a fun track. It was fun doing the video in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my...
Hell yeah. Well, we're going to be right back and we're going to talk more about the album. I know you got a lot of dope features on this album, too. So we're going to chop it up about that.
Hell yeah.
This is the one track off the Pure Anna Volume 6, man. Make sure you support that and get that. Be right back.
Okay.
Lego.
Get up on it, on it, on it. Get that means I'm on it. I want it. You dig it how I flown it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking, MC Mac, I'm looking at this Purana features. Oh, my God, man. This is like a who's who of Memphis, you know what I'm saying, rap, you know what I'm saying, and other areas, too. I mean, I'm just going to name a few. You got Gangsta Pac, Al Capone, of course, Scam Man, Gangsta Boo, Yo Lynch of the Project Players, M-Child, Frazier Boy, man, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, Lachette. This is amazing. And it's a double disc set and a DVD. So you can't go wrong, you know what I'm saying, if you go with the physical. What made you want to do, you know what I'm saying, a double disc along with the DVD?
Man, it was like I was going to call the album, my final joint, grand finale, man, with like maybe 12 songs. Everybody kept telling me, man, you know what I'm saying? I missed out on the project. I want to get in on this joint, man. So I was featuring cats from all around the world on this joint, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere.
Shit. It just kept going on and on and on, you know? So I was like, well, I'm going to keep on pushing the release date back. And I just kept recording, you know what I'm saying? And I fucking picked the best 21 tracks out of about 42. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow. And the video, the DVD, here, you can tell I'm old. I'm talking about video, like it's VHS and shit. The DVD,
yeah.
It's got a bunch of your videos and stuff like that, like behind-the-scenes footage. What's on the DVD?
Yeah, man, it's basically the videos, man, from the album. I got the joint to Sum Down. I recorded, like, maybe, what, 55 videos on this joint, you know what I'm saying, since the album released. Collaboration. Being Scam Man and being Public Joint, T Rock and Dark Capers. Then I got my homeboy Young Skeet, my up and coming artist. Where he's been on the scene for a while with me in the North, you know. And we just keeping this kamikaze thing rolling, man. You know, it's a blessing, man. Money and music, it is.
Yeah, yeah. You just got into recording this. And it just got to the point where it got so big, you're like, man, I'm just going to do a double, then I'm going to throw in a DVD. I mean, I like that, man. I know the fans got to appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you really give them a lot, man. For artists that are just coming up now, man, how important is it to stay connected with your fan base, man? What advice would you give to those artists?
Oh, you got to show love to your fans, man. Without the fans, man, there's no you. You know what I'm saying? And I try to show as much love as I possibly can, man. You know what I'm saying? Introducing, you know, new cats to the game, spread, you know, my knowledge of the game to these cats, mine, and you know, we're only gonna select a few, though. You know what I'm saying? Select a few. You know how it goes. But it's very important, man, to stay connected with your fans, man.
Yeah, you got to, because if you get loyal fans, they'll come back every single time. You know.
Yeah, no, man.
That's,
hell yeah, but I like, you know, cats, I wanted me to run a couple of shots out to him, man, on the interviews that was actually featured on the album. So we're going to let the fans know exactly who's all on this project, man. You know, because, like I said, it took about 2 years of work, though. It wasn't easy, you know. But, yeah, I got the home of Gangsta Pat, Scan Man, Gangsta Boo, T-Rock, Mac Yo, Free Fuller's back, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Yo Lynch, man, from the Project Players, Legendary, M-Child, Orange Mound, Gone Mad, M-Child, Don Vito, Soldier, Sean P, Frazier Boy, Academy Award winner Frazier Boy, Salute, Much Love, Al Capone, Conan Hercules, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, man, now Mrs. Veteran, man, Teflon Don, Young Skeet, my nigga, Lil Chat, Track, man, you know what I'm saying, rapping South Carolina, man, Dark Caper, Shocking CJ, you know what I'm saying, representing Dakota, man. You know what I'm saying, Manon Dakota, Lil Nord, straight out of Binghamton, Kano, you know what I'm saying, Kamikaze, my homeboy Raindrops, man, from Jamaica, man. He's singing Jamaican on that jump, my homeboy Dosioso, On Point, TC, Trey One, Cobain Miles, Nigga Rowe from the Thug from the South Side, Total Chaos, DJ Zerg Legendary, Mr. Tiny, man, Tom Ski Mask, Orange Mound, man. It, the list goes off. Stress Factor, Tony Ball, my nigga. The Queen, Monopoly Man, Mr. Green, Spliff, G Mazu, my nigga, Gutter P, Realist Omega, Eva Al, representing West Memphis, Arkansas, and Primo, man. Shout out to everybody that put this project together, man. You know what I'm saying? I say that about three
times.
That's
a hell of a lineup. Hell of a lineup. And hell of a lineup. A lot of, I can tell a lot of work you put into it. You know, and we just had Dark Caper and T-Rock on last week, too. So I see they're both on the album as well.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're a fan of Memphis music, you know what I'm saying, that crunk, get buck style, man, that was made in Memphis by cats like yourself, this is the album for you. This is the project, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you got so many of these legends on there. Now, recently in Memphis, I don't know if it was last year, it might have been 2017, there was like a huge concert with a bunch of Memphis legends. Did you take place in that? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, the Legends concert, yeah. I was along my side with Skinny Pimp, man. You know what I'm saying? And, we had a good time. It was fun, man, seeing everybody, man. It was like a fucking reunion. It was like a big reunion party. You know what I'm saying? It was fun.
That's
and
important,
of course, you know what I'm saying?
The legends come together, you know, especially in Memphis, because you guys are one of those cities where you influence so many other people, you know, so it's good to see the originators, so to speak, coming together. Is there going to be any more shit like that in the future?
Yeah, man. You know, I was doing shows, you know. The homie Pepper gonna continue to keep it rolling, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he just had Tila and just did Project Fat Joint, you know. So he, city is doing his thing, man. Got all the independents doing their thing, man. Got open mic nights, cats holding shows, getting awards, and you know it's really, really taking on here in Memphis, man. You know, which is well deserved. Everybody, you know, get their time to shine. You know, just stay out and keep grinding, man. You know, and. Every album feel like I'm being reborn again, you know? Shit, so.
We're
going to
keep
it rolling, man.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, man. Let's give him another track that I want to chop it up some more, you know what I'm saying? Let's go with Unloaded, man. Why don't you tell him about this one, man?
Which one?
Unloaded? Is that the one?
Unloaded. Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to Hammer Man on the track. You know what I'm saying? Helped me engineer the joint. Joint up. Got my homeboy Al. The video's out doing pretty good, man. It's a hype joint, you know what I'm saying? He shot, I shot, you know what I'm saying? Got the gunshots in that joint. It's a dope track, man. And it's real amped up. I felt like doing a video to that joint, so, you know, here it is. Unloaded.
Yeah, we'll be right back with MC Mac. Everybody go out and support that Piranha Volume 6. Don't go nowhere.
MC. Piranha Volume 6, the grand finale. Know what I'm saying? Dog MC Mac. For life, the underboss. Unstoppable, untouchable. Worldwide motherfucking mob niggas. KKZ, kamikaze, nigga. Fuck your main nigga. Get your sub, we gon' get with you.
Shot, and I shot, and I ain't stopping till this motherfucking body drop. He shot, then I shot, and I shot. We pull the Draco with my foot and I unloaded. Shot, then I shot, and I ain't stopping till this motherfucking body drop. He shot, then I shot.
Let me call a loader. Order Cal, I hold it. Hold it in your face. Bitches better know it. You like my name. Saying it's a game. Call up KKC. With that gang bang. AKA the mob. Fuckers playing hard. Paying off the team. Think you know you bored. 4, 5, 6, 7 niggas waiting to gun you down. Blah, waiting to gun you down. Shooters ready to gun you down. Shoot your ass on popper. Right before you testify. Better call a doctor. I'm hooked up dead. Cause I see them lead. I'm the Terminator. When involving bread. Bring it to your place. You better hide your face. Don't fuck with Kamikaze. You can vanish with no trace.
Kill.
MC Mac the real.
gonna feel. Cause if you bomb first, you better make sure that you kill. Kill, kill, kill.
Shot, shot, then I shot, and I ain't stopping till his motherfucking body drop. He shot, then I shot.
He's from the
trickle
with my foot, and I unloaded, I unloaded.
Shot, then I shot, and I ain't
stopping till his motherfucking body drop.
Get it how you want it, add the power to your opponent. Grab my yawk and load it, cock it back and then I pawn it. Release it with the fury from the anger build up in me. The Hennessy don't help a bitch, it compliments the rimming. Fully automatic, watching all that static. Time to drum up with you if you're feeling acrobatic. Don't be a mess, lay that trick to rest. My aim is so superior, you fucking with the best. Popping that bandana, bitch, you got some manner.
Unloaded off Pure Anna Volume 6. Go out and get that. Physical, digital, you know what I'm saying? Support. Let me bring back on MC Mac, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna bring on your artist, I believe, Young Skeet, after a little bit. But before we do, because we got a track from him as well. Before we do, you know what I'm saying? For the ones that's tuning in, that's just listening, you know what I'm saying, that haven't really had the chance to catch up on some of your latest stuff, you know, I want them to go back a little bit, man, and really get a little history lesson, if you don't care, for a few minutes, Mac. Talk a little bit about the beginnings of your making music in Memphis, as well as you hooking up with Paul and Jay back in the younger days, man. What was that time like? And you know what I'm saying? What was the atmosphere being around like Lord Infamous and all them guys back then?
Oh, man, it was just young cats, man, out of Memphis, man, who was all musically inclined, man, having fun with the music and, you know, shit, man, it was wild times, man. It was a bunch of fun times, you know what I'm saying? And it was placeable times, forgettable times, man, you know. So many memories, I don't know where to start from, but just the atmosphere was, you know, we were street cats, you know what I'm saying? We're from the hood, you know. We got in the streets and doing our thing, and we all get together on the music, man, with Paul and Jay. But that's, you know, shit, I always been doing music, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning, you know, from like the early 90s, you know. Got my first drum machine when I was in about seventh grade, you know. It just so happened that along the line of doing music, I bumped into Juicy, and we collided on some songs, and he introduced me to Paul, and you know, throughout the way, I had Scan and K-Rock, man. Rest in peace, K-Rock, man. And shit, man, just the Memphis scene was shit, we had our own trend. We had our own styles. We had our own dances, you know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody doing the gangster walk in the Memphis Jukers. Yeah. It was just, man, you know, it's a blessing to grow up and make it out of Memphis. I can tell you that. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can survive making it in Memphis, you can make it anywhere. I swear you can.
What was the balance like? Because you said you guys was all in the streets and stuff doing your thing, young guys, you know what I'm saying, wild and everything, man, you know what I'm saying? We all know how it is when we're younger. What was the balance like? Because you guys are all talented, too. How did you find that balance between the studio and the streets?
Well, you know, you make time for what you want to do and have to do, you know, for your career, you know, especially for what you're striving for in life, you know what I'm saying? So the studio was like priority, you know. Me anyway, you know. And we were all on time back in them days. We were renting time, you know. Shoot, no time to waste. You got to be at studio this time, you know. Bam, get the studio. With your rap ready to go. Matter of fact, you got a whole folder with it, you know. So the balance with music, in your everyday life, man, is gonna be, you know, part of it. You know what I'm saying? You're just like shit. You know, you run out of food, you know, you gotta go to the grocery store eventually, right?
Yeah, because I mean, very easily, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you know, they're not blessed with talents, you know what I'm saying? Do you think that if you hadn't stayed in the studio as much as you did, it could have been a very much different outcome for you right now?
Yeah, yeah,
if
most
you were
definitely.
Still in the
most
streets,
definitely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, keeping you out of trouble, you know, trying to do something positive, you know what I'm saying? And make money at it. Shit, hey.
Bro. You're one of the few guys, Mac, that over the years, I mean, you know, of course, you know, T-Rock is another one. K. Reno out of Houston, of course, I always go to him. And, you know, there's Sebo out of Sacramento. There's a handful of you guys, man, that not only have had longevity, but you're one of the guys that's put out music consistently since the 90s. Since the early 90s, like you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you for doing that, man. That longevity is incredible, and it's rare.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, I mean,
I
don't get me wrong,
man.
There's a lot of rappers still rapping that have been doing this since then, but they might not drop an album, you know, every 4, 5, 6 years. You drop fucking projects all the time, man, and stay out there and consistent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's hard. I imagine that's got to be hard to do. Go ahead.
No, I was just speaking on the longevity and the projects, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like what we love to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like
the drive.
Man, that's what that magic is, man. When you get that magic going, man, it's an unforgettable feeling, man. Just putting the whole thing together like a puzzle, like a masterpiece, you know, like a painter or something, you know, at the end, it's crazy. I'm just rambling and shit, but you know how it is when you're just like you're on the radio, you know what I'm saying? You're doing what you love to do, you know? So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, we was talking about the early days a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You mentioned K-Rock, man. Man, another huge loss, man. What was K-Rock like, man? And how did you meet him?
Rest in peace to K-Rock, man. That was my brother, man. K-Rock, he was always energetic, man. He was a couple of years younger than I was, man. That was my homie, man. I used to come scoop him up all the time, man, back right on those things, man. And we'd hit the Mall of Memphis. And he'll jump out, he's hollering the gas, and see him and Scan riding around, listening to trash, getting a vibe for one another. We were working on the Killer Clan concert back in the days. And I first met him, like in 95, you know what I'm saying? We collided on the Running Lips song, and, you know, Juicy, you know what I'm saying? Man, we got a track that we want to get you and Scan and K-Rock on, you know. So, I ended up K-Rock and Stan at the same time, because I recorded it joining Paul's mom's house. You know what I'm saying? Well, I think they had laid that verse already, and they were coming out, and I was just arriving or something like that, you know. But yeah, man, he was cool, man. Cool in the fan, man. He was always energetic, man. Down to earth, man. He'll get you his laugh. He was a giving person, man. He was crunk, you know what I'm saying? Funny, cool dude, man. And he's definitely gonna be missed, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely people are definitely going to miss him, man. One of the talents gone way too soon. We're gonna get you artists, but I know my brother Sin over in France, he wants to ask you a question real quick before we bring out Young Skeet.
Yeah.
We bring out Sin. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, MC Mac.
What's up, Sin? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm fine already. Yeah, you're talking about K-Rock. How it was to with God with him, be a witness. It was a classic, and his rhyme on it is crazy. His delivery is crazy. You know, tell us about he recorded it in one time, or he made many times to do it, just rhyme and be a witness.
What was the question again? On the be a witness, did we record it at one time? Okay, yeah, that was actually our first song, or our second song after Run and Lip, you know, that we did together when, on Live By Your Rep. Be a witness, man.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all remember Per Herb Studios, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. But Paul had a track, and he ended up laying the vocals there over off Alcy, you know what I'm saying, South Memphis. It was Paul, Jay, I think Paul had made that particular, he had made the track, and me and K-Rock, my thing, man, you know what I'm saying, and he was also recording on Flippin', you know, Rest in Peace, Coosie Nigga, on that particular album,
yeah.
Too, so that was recorded there, that Flippin' song, and it was at my homeboy's house, and we were all just kicking it, man, and Paul had the track, man, we had laid the verses down, man, and there you had it. Be a witness, man. Fun times,
yeah,
man.
Timeless record right there.
Yeah. Talking about Coopstar.
Who knows? It would be
talking about Coopstar, how it was to record with him, the legendary Life of Death. That's
I'm
crazy
fine.
Song. How it was to record with Coopstar Nick, Life of Death, chapter of this song, this crazy song.
Yeah, man, Life or Death, man, on the classic Jumps Off the End album, man. And who knows, you know, yep, me, Scoop, and K-Rock, man, collided on that joint, man. That was Paul J and Slice T. I think Slice T had something to do with that track, too, by
exactly.
The same, man. It was recorded at Conroe Studios. Yeah, and it was a real cool vibe, man. I mean, K-Rock went in and did his thing, you know, and Coop did his thing, man. It was just special times, man. A bunch of memories, man. Bunch of drugs,
yeah.
Bunch of alcohol, bunch of girls, a whole lot of stuff, man.
For sure.
Hey, man, when we were listening to that, don't feel bad. When we were listening to that shit, we were getting high as a motherfucker. So, you know what I'm saying? It goes right through from the cassette tape.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Right through. But we're going to go to one more song off Pure Anna before we bring on your artist, you know what I'm saying, because I want to chop it up with him for a little bit. But this song here, MC Mac, is called Gimme Something. Intro this, and then we're going to come back on, and we're going to bring on Young Skeet, who's also on the album. You know what I'm saying? I'll have you tell us about him when we come back from the break.
Okay.
But, tell us about this Give Me Something song.
No, when I sent the MP3, it's Give Me Something, but the actual title is Something Down,
okay.
which is a term that we use, you know what I'm saying, me and my guys, my comrades, you know, my constituents, you know, like, man, I'm trying to get me something down tonight, you know. He's going to get the club, he's going to go in North Memphis and try to get him one down, you know. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And this particular song, I'm talking about hitting the spot, you know, with my homies and getting a couple of spots, emails, whatever you want to call them, getting them back down to the room or back to the pad and having a good time and stuff like that. But in the video, you know, it comes to find out that her boyfriend been in the club scoping me out, hollering at his gal and see me pull her, and he's trailing us back to the fucking spot. It's crazy, but it's called Something Down. The video's doing real good, man. Shout out to Main Man for filming the joint. Shout out to everybody who put the project together, man. I believe it's like at almost 200,000+ views now, and it's been one of the hottest songs here in Memphis on Hot 107 and a couple other markets. So, you know, Something Down. Check it out. The video and the single. Download it. It's everywhere. Get with the program.
Can you tell us about also about the song Let's Think We Are Illuminati? what was the meaning behind that on Grunfena?
They think we are the Illuminati. Is that what you want to know about? I guess before we go to the song, tell them about that song. They think we're the Illuminati real quick. That's also off the...
Oh, man, everybody thought we used to worship the devil and shit back in the days. You know what I'm saying? They used to tag us because we were rocking with 666 and Prophet, you know, so it had a crazy mystique, like a cult following almost. And, you know, people thought we were devil worshipers, which is totally untrue, you know, but, so... And then being in the music business, I just decided to make that record, and then I was riding around vibing to the track. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to put it down like this, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much the concept behind that particular track.
Hell yeah. All right, well, we're gonna go to this track something down, and then we're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up with your Ski, you know what I'm saying, Max. Don't go nowhere.
Keep trying to get me some down. Back to the rumors from crown. My mission is laying you down. Why? I'm trying to give me some down. Tell you, I'm trying to give me some down. I'm trying to give me some down. The rumors from crown. The rumors from crown. Give me that cap and that gown. Graduate for elite town. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give me some down. Trying to give me some down. The rumors from crown. The rumors from crown. My mission is laying you down. Why? I'm trying to give me some down. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give me some down. I'm trying to give me some down. The rumors from crown. The rumors from crown. Give me that cap and that gown. That gown. Graduate for elite town. Tryna give me some down, 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 pass it around, around, 'cause I'm tryna give me some down, tell you, tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down, to the room on some ground, the room on some mission is laying you down. Why? 'Cause I'm tryna give me some down, tell you, I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down, the room on some ground, the room on some, give me that cap and that gown, graduate while he's down. You don't see me, get up, brought back to my room, we're just gonna ride on a broom, on a broom. Get it, quit it, and forget it, burn her head up as I zoom, beat it up quickly and jet, inebriated and forget. My mission is constantly laying them down, intoxicated, weak, pain and proud. Hit them and stick them and flip them like I'm a magician. I take them down through the I did them without even looking my best, but she's scoping my tank so she know that I'm with them. I'm making and flipping, I'm taking and missing, they quickly make them drop off of their cheeses. She's coming back up to my hotel room, she must know that she got a life, like I need for me. Killer claim, kind of don't play, play. Put it in her face, yeah, that way. She could even get it on the freeway. Cause you wanna do it, get it into replay. Stain them and bang them and bang them. I manipulate them like ain't nothing greater. Now at this point, I can just do what I choose. Once you kick up your shoes and just obey my rules, cause I'm tryna give it some down, tryna give it some down. The room on some ground, the room on some ground is laying you down. Why? I'm tryna give it some down, tell you. I'm tryna give it some down, tryna give it some down. The room on some ground, the room on some ground. Give me that cap and that gown. Graduate for elite town, I'm telling you. I'm tryna give it some down, tryna give it some down. The room on some ground, the room on some. My mission is laying you down. Why? I'm tryna give me some down, I'm telling you. I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down. The room on some ground, the room on some ground. Give me that cap and that gown. That gown. Graduate for elite town. I'm just gonna spill a game. Leaving out matter, your name, your name. Put a little stain on your brain, your brain. All aboard, let run a train, a train. No matter she black or she white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, a dyke. Stay in my room for one night. Now you're bow-legged for life, your life. Razzle them, dazzle them, pass them. Have a agreement till she can't get enough. Turn around, raise up your skirt, poke it out, and I'm running it up. A fender that's like I'm a sinner. I've been on me, cold in the winter. When that first time she was a virgin, on damn way to an open gentleman. Down with a little Nicki Minaj. Come to my street and flaw. This ain't a freak coming out at night. But if I get loose in the dark, cause I'ma go rip it apart. The only way I know it's go hard. Cause I should've known that from the start. You didn't come up here just to play cards. I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down. The room on some ground, the room on some ground is laying you down. Why? I'm tryna give me some down, tell you. I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down. The room on some ground, the room on some ground. Give me that cap and that gown. Graduate for elite town, I'm telling you. I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down. To the room on some ground, the room on some. My mission is laying you down. Why? I'm tryna give me some down, I'm telling you. I'm tryna give me some down, tryna give me some down. To the room on some ground, the room on some ground. Give me that cap and that gown. Graduate for elite town.
Yeah, something down. MC Mac, you know what I'm saying? The grand finale per Anna Volume 6. Make sure you cop that. Physical or digital available, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring him back on, chop it up with his artist for a few and play a track. And then the homie Don Verb from Detroit, you know what I'm saying, is going to be on here. We're going to chop it up with him as well, play some music. Let's bring on Mac, man. Mac, tell us about your artist, you know what I'm saying? I know you had mentioned that you want to bring your young artist on. Who is he, and how did you discover him?
Oh, man, my homeboy, York Skeet, man, he resided around the way from me, man. He was from North Memphis, man, and, you know, working together on my Piano Volume 4, the Portrait of an Assassin album. And shit, like, his talent was dope. He wrote the track, man. And he had a couple other songs, you know, that he had recorded on his own, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was moving like I was moving out in the streets, and I was seeing him at events and stuff around the way. And, you know, we ended up colliding on a couple more songs, and I got a track called Informant that me and T-Rock featured him on. So, you know, and he's something like a mother. He got a new single. Actually, just released his brand new debut album, new single entitled Geek. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing a couple of shows, and the crowd been really enjoying bumping that joint and feeling the streets, feeling this song. So,
hell yeah, man. Is he on the line with you? Or?
Yeah. I think we on line now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. Hell
hello.
Yeah, man. I was like chopping up. How you doing, Young Ski, man? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show, bro.
What's up, man?
Man, how is it to work with MC Mac? You know what I'm saying? Knowing that he's been around, he's been doing a lot of big things in Memphis, man. What's it like to work with him?
Man, it's a blessing, man. Be around, you know, MC Mac has been around all the legends, you know, and he a legend too. Blessing to be around. Yeah.
Hell yeah. How would you describe your style of music for those who haven't heard you?
Man, like gangster rap, you know. What the streets be talking about at this time in Memphis.
Yeah, so you putting out some hard street shit then. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now Memphis, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
is a city you know, a lot of legends come out of the city, a lot of different styles, and like I was telling Mac, the city has influenced so many other places around the world, you know what I'm saying? With you coming up right now, are you going to be going traveling around the world, doing shows in different areas and stuff like that?
Yeah. That's what we talk about that on a daily basis. Getting shows, get these shows booked up.
So you guys are in the process of all that right now. Now, is this your first project that's coming out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got
to
be pretty excited then, being your debut album and all.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna go off into this song here. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on the show. Before we go, though, I want to give you and Matt the floor, because I want you guys to give us all your social media, you know, in case people want to get at you and stuff, you know what I'm saying, book you guys for shows. I want to give you guys the floor right now. Y'all can have it.
All right, no doubt, man. Yeah, you can get at your boy MC Back to Life, the Underboss, you know what I'm saying? You get at your boy on social media album. Definitely hit us up on these live shows, and if you want your boy to come to your city and perform wherever, you know, at your party, at your club venue, you know what I'm saying, birthday party, whatever it may be, you know, hit your boy up at MC, that's M period, C period, M-A-C-K, on Facebook, and get at your boy on Twitter, MC, M-A-C-K, the number 4, Life, on Twitter, you know, inbox me, man, you know, we doing business every day, all day, man. Working these shows, going in the road, man. I like to salute all the artists who show me love on Piranha Volume 6, man. You know, Young Skeet, who on it, Johnny, he's on the React song. He's also on the Posse song on my Piranha Volume 4, The Portrait of an Assassin. And, yeah, and also on this Ungrateful track, you know, a lot of songs for these thoughts and ratchet brows out here, you know what I'm saying? Shit. He on that Ungrateful joint on this Piranha Volume 6. So I think the love Young Skeet, man. He bumping hard, and he representing North Memphis, and he with KKZ. So you know, we're gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah, they can hit me up on Instagram at SKDOUBLEET. That's what they SKW. Or Facebook. Google me too, Young Skeet. Y-U-N-G-S-K-E-E-T. Yeah.
Hell Signed yeah. to Attack. The album is out now. Debut album. First album. Geek. The single. And video. And the video. He's doing Kamikaze.
And support that, man. You hear that, everybody. Go out there and support. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for coming on the show. Always an honor, Mac. And thank you for coming on, Young Skeet. And stay tuned, because after this song, we're going to bring out the homie Don Verb out of Detroit. From Memphis to Detroit, man. Two big influential cities in hip-hop. There we go.
You're my boy. Easy.
Loud pack, nigga. You know I'm geek. You already know. I can't get no sleep. Lord 100, nigga. Money get me geek. That money get me geek. Get me geek. Get me geek. Geek. Yeah. I've been grinding all week. I can't get no sleep. Money got me geek. In the street, 7 days a week. Money got me geek. I'm in the trap, got the jug of pee. Money got me geek. Boy, I'm up like I'm on the pill. Them hundreds got me geek. In the street, 7 days a week.
Welcome back to the show again. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to MC Mac. You know what I'm saying? Young Skeet. Make sure you support the projects. Go out and get that, you know what I'm saying, grand finale, Pure Anna Volume 6. You know, Mac's one of them dudes. He's been putting it down for many, many years. So shout out to him. Like we were talking about, the longevity is crazy. One of the few. You know what I'm saying? One of the few, man. Actually, Memphis is full of cats like that, man. You got Al Capone. You got Skinny Pimp. You got a lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying, that have been putting out music over the years. And I know the fans got to be grateful, you know, because there's a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, like, for example, Ice-T of the Ghetto Boys. You realize it's been since 12 years. Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's been 14 years since we had a Ghetto Boys album. And it's been 12 years since we had an Ice-T album. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about Body Count. I'm talking about an actual Ice-T album. The last one he did, I believe, was Gangsta Rap, like 2006, 2007, something like that. So you guys that are fans, you know what I'm saying, like I am of all these Memphis artists, definitely feel fortunate that they keep putting out music. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to MC Mac, man. Let's go to Detroit, though. You know what I'm saying? Detroit is, another area just like Memphis, Tennessee, is full of talent. You know what I'm saying? People have been putting it down there for years, since the 80s. Our guest tonight is Don Verb of Red Team. You know what I'm saying? Down Monte Cristo, Tico. He was actually on Breaking Glass Ceilings on the song Hot Mess by Monte Cristo and Tico. Or Monte Cristo featuring Tico and Don Verb, I believe, which was put out by the late, great Fresh Kid Ice, the Chinaman. Rest in peace to the homie. You know what I'm saying? That was a great project because not only it showcased legends, you know what I'm saying, it also showcased up-and-coming artists as well. Very important. And Chris had that vision, man. He always liked to support other talented artists. You know what I'm saying? And our guest tonight was on that project, man. Let's see if this is the homie Don Verb. Don, is that you?
Yep, that's me.
Don Verb, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a minute. How you been doing?
Not bad, not bad. Doing my thing, working like always.
Yeah.
Just dropped Mad King album.
The Mad King album. Okay, this project... you know what I'm saying? Did it come out? It came out on Red Team, I believe, or did it come out on Red Team / Chinaman, or how is this project?
Nah, it's completely independent. I put it together with my producer Jay Palm for the most part. There's a couple beats on there from others, but this is an independent project. It's something I was trying to showcase. You know, crossing over genres. There's a lot of rock samples in there, and they're not just samples. They're kind of reworks of riffs and things like that. So there's a little bit of everything, and it's a little more promotional than anything. It's kind of putting my name back out there because I walked away for a little while. So that's really what it is right there.
Yeah. You said you walked away for a little bit. Why did you walk away, Don? What made you say, I need to step back for a minute?
Oh, just life. I had to get my own shit together. You know what I mean? I didn't want to half step when it came to the music thing, so I had to make sure my life was halfway decent and be able to focus on it properly. So, you know, I kind of cleared my head, got it together, and dropped it.
Had to reboot. And all of us guys both do that once in a while, which is a good thing because it allows you to focus and come back twice as strong as before. Is that what happened here?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, I became hungry for it again because it had been a while. So, I mean, back in the day when I was Big Verb and everything and I was promoting and I was on all these mixtapes and battle DVDs and stuff, it became a job, you know. And a job is something you work and it eventually works you. So, you know, I like the way it is now where I'm doing whatever I want, when I want, and, you know, saying what I want. You know, nobody's telling me don't say this, don't do that. I mean, it's totally independent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. That, you know, freedom, that's very important because guys are signed to these deals and whatnot. They don't have that freedom. You know what I'm saying? They can't say what they want. Matter of fact, many of them conform to whatever the label wants them to be, even if it's some type of weird fucking goofball. You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts, Don? I mean, with a name like Don Verb, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you're about rhymes and skills. What are your thoughts about, like, these guys that are kind of making a mockery out of hip-hop with, like, mumble rap and shit like that, being the lyrical
they
guy
ruining
like
the culture, man. They ruining the culture. They don't realize that they're taking this to a really bad place. I mean, yeah, we used to glorify, and even on my album, I a little bit glorify Moving Dope, things like that, even though I got songs about recovery on there. But, I mean, now it's being glorified when somebody's a drug addict. It's being glorified when, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but this used to be a masculine culture, now it's being glorified when a man wears a fucking dress. You know what I mean? And that does not reflect what the streets is, man. I mean, that's some manufactured, soften our culture type of shit right there that I feel like is being pushed by, you know, the powers that be. And, I mean, the shootings ain't gone down. The violence ain't gone down. You emasculate us, and it's still the same. So I feel like, you know, hip-hop should reflect, you know, once my pops, who's a blues and rock guitarist, said, hip-hop is modern-day blues. We should be hearing poetry of pain. You know what I mean?
We should
be celebrating things in a club joint. We should, you know, we should be living through the music is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, and you're 100% right, because hip-hop came from the streets, for the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the blues, you know what I'm saying? You got to have some kind of story to tell. It can't just all be, you know what I'm saying, party records and this, and that. You got to have some substance. And I think that is what is killing hip-hop. And I appreciate your feedback on that, because a lot of artists, they're afraid to touch on it. We fucking ask everybody that comes out here how they feel about that bullshit. So I'm glad
we're
not alone. Yeah, I'm glad we're not alone with that, in feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you with that. Let's go into one of these tracks. You know what I'm saying? I picked three of the ones you sent me. Man, let's give this one here, man, Close to the Edge, man. Why don't we go with this one first? Tell us about this track, Don.
This joint is something my homeboy Crazy L put the beat together. He's a cat that I used to work with as a group, the Detroit Kings. He's a beast on the mic, but he's a producer now. This song here I wrote when I was, you know, it was a bad period of my life. I was drinking, I was firing off guns. You know, this is just about those points in your life when you just completely fucking lose it. So, I mean, I got a lot of recovery joints and a lot of positive things on this album, but I decided to go ahead and let these emotions out on this one.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We'll be right back with Don Verb. Don't go anywhere. Close to the Edge.
You ever fantasize about being killed?
Never.
You ever wonder about all the different ways of dying? Most violently. I wonder, like, what would be?
Hit 80 like it's the year after Christ. That's what happens when I ain't put lyrics to mics. And my loved ones disappear in the night. Drink straight from the bottle, shit the fish here, I'm alive. Booty clocking on my right side. Sunroof, night sky. Banging Alice Cooper, don't want Mr. Nice Guy. I'm just another dumb guy. Bad credit paying double on a Hyundai. Me and many others will be there before the sunrise. Hood alumni. Put the fingers in the air. If you ain't heard a word in the street, you ain't listening too clear. It's death and despair. Heroin and impair. You just don't intend to care to keep them living around here. Never weak, forever speed of a jack to me. Invest what they spend. A quarter grams on feature retraining savage streets. Feast of the week, and right now my fork is empty. You want my fans to understand anymore? Just step me. I'm close to the edge. And we walking hand in hand. Motherfucker, don't trust me. Why most of y'all dead? You was going in a much worse fashion. Ask me, you lucky when I finally latch out. They go right about me. Probably y'all agree my haters right about me. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Sober. You were singing ready to die. Your wait is over, bitch. I've seen things that my neighbors never seen. I'm from a place where it ain't no in between. You either live as a vagrant and a fiend, a supply made to play. Ain't no in between. My reactions is the way it's so extreme. Escape us a serene when this music makes its way into my dreams. Feeling hope but no pain like in my teens. Wake up and I scream. Where I get this grace from, can't believe. So many years gone like my peers strong. But I'm free in the world, I put the screwdriver through your eardrum. Consume some of my tune, clear wrong. Only part was scratch to meditate with enough for now. Bacardi fat, where my heart is at. Through your visions of words, to the fire too. And fit as pink as only trauma can inspire you. I'll inspire you up from the goon time. Only the false happiness and true crime. Run your shit and get your shoes shined.
Like the rest of the business, no one here. Notorious.
it's Don Verb right there, you know what I'm saying, out of Detroit, down with Red Team, you know what I'm saying. We want to bring him back on, chop it up with him. Don, that's what I'm talking about, man. I want to ask you this, though. What was it like for you, you know, rest in peace to homie Chris, what was it like for you to be on a Fresh Kid Ice Chinaman Records compilation, knowing what Chris had contributed to the game? What was it like to work with Chris?
Oh, man, it was huge. You know, it's a humbling experience once you find out everything he did, like you said, to discover artists, to cultivate those artists, to do what he did. I mean, just to have him speak on the phone and tell me, you know, because in this thing, a lot of times, you know, it may not take off the way you want it to. You may leave and step back into it and think, you know, I'm making a mistake. But to have a legend like that say, look, man, you got bars, you're a beast, you're one of the best cats out here, that just energized me to drop that verse, man. It was humbling, and it was a confidence booster at the same time, which is something you don't experience much.
Yeah, that's true, man, that's true. And coming from him, this is a guy who not only pioneered the South, but he also pioneered the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, and he was from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? He went out West, helped pioneer the West Coast with cats like Ice-T, Rodney O, Joe Cooley, and that's before the NWA era. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying, he went down South, and we all know, man, that they made so much history down South. And also, freedom of speech, man, we wouldn't be able to say, well, not we, I don't rap, but cats like yourself wouldn't be able to say what you say on the record if it wasn't for him, man. You know, so rest in peace and props to Fresh Kid Ice, man.
Truly
a legend. You know, did you do any other work with him before he had passed, you and Monty?
No, I didn't get to, unfortunately. We were supposed to do a bunch of work. We were supposed to be a part of a lot of things. And, you know, it was a little untimely, and it was saddening. Man, I mean, we did, you know, other than a show with him at a large strip joint here. And the cat was just, you know, you don't meet cats like that, really, that's that successful, that are totally like one of the guys, man. He treats you just like, you know, he's just another cat, man. Like, he's just another cool cat. So, I mean, that was tight. So, I mean, we did, you know, we went to a show together. We was representing for Red Team there in Chinaman Records. And, yeah, he was definitely a down-to-earth type of dude. I mean, there was none of that starstruck stuff you get where you feel the tension where somebody thinks they higher than you. Nah, man, not with Chris, man.
He was a very humble individual. You know, and you said you got to perform with him too, man. What was it like, you know, as a performer, you know, you get to see the crowd reaction yourself. What was it like seeing the crowd reaction to him?
I'll say this, man, like, he had something about him, man, where he didn't even have to do much. He didn't need to move around much. He didn't need to scream. He didn't need to go out in the crowd all wild. He could just stand up there and say what he say. Everybody pays attention. I guess you would call it the it factor or something along those lines, but he definitely had it, you know?
Definitely, man. You know, and you yourself, let's talk a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, your history. You know, Detroit, like we was talking about, you know, Esham, Awesome Dre, all these legends, man. Where does your history begin in Detroit hip-hop, Don?
Man, I started out mainly doing battles. I mean, before I was old enough to even get into a club, we had to go to a place that, you know, was all ages. And I won a lot of battles there and things of that nature. So I made a mixtape, and I was in a different hood every day passing them out. You know, Tico was with me, you know, back then. We had a group even that was doing some things. After that, you know, I kind of went my own way. I was in a couple of battle DVDs. Back when battling was real freestyle, you know, off the head, did that. Dropped the album in 2006. It did pretty well. The single did really well. Got some features on some mixtapes. And, I mean, basically it was like, you know, I did that thing. I did some a couple of compilations. And I dropped a few other little albums, a couple of little EPs and stuff like that. Didn't really push him real hard. Life got in the way. So this was an opportunity after I was gone for a while to really do something. But in between all of there, I was always experimenting with different sounds, different flows, different influences, you know, and got away from the standard rap format, you know. So, I mean, it started in battling. Then I went back to the songwriting roots, and that's where I'm at right now. You know, I grew a little bit spiritually, so it's opened up a little more.
Well, so the battling, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's something that that we've heard of legendary battles like between, you know, K. Reno and Gangsta Nip back in the 80s to, you know, Juice and Eminem and stuff like that and all these guys, man. Did you, who were you battling? Did you battle anybody, you know what I'm saying, like Eminem or anybody like that back in the days? Or?
No, I ain't that old, but I went back and forth with Proof, you know, with Deshaun.
Proof. Shit, that's, to me, that's even better. I think Proof is better than Eminem, to be honest with you.
I mean,
what was that like?
I mean, we went back and forth. It wasn't an organized battle or nothing like that, but we went back and forth, and we kind of, you know, he taught me a few things, man. He taught me, you know, when you run out of things, when you freestyle and start pointing at things, meaning, you know, you pick up a CD and you start saying a title of songs and stuff like that, and you put it together, you point at the fan on the ceiling, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, but on the radio battle tip, you know, I battle cats like Mo Dirty and a couple of other cats that had a name for themselves, and you know, battled a lot of cats to be on that 313 versus 216 thing, man. It was kind of, you know, killed it in that, you know. But then when it came to the actual battle, there's a lot of shit going on. I didn't do my thing properly. So what you had to do to get me these DVDs is you had to basically do a whole bunch of rounds. And at the end of it, it was the best 8 MCs you could find on the battle tip in Detroit. You know, so it was myself and Finale and Mo Dirty was there and Killer Khan was one. Marv one was an extra invited guest. There was a bunch of cats that was nice on there. Quest McCody was a part of it. And when it came down to it, when he finally did it in Detroit for part two, in a tag team battle, we straight up massacred the Cleveland cats. Unfortunately, that DVD never got put out and pushed properly, but yeah, there was a lot of cats. I'm not going to sit here and name names of cats I beat. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of cats that got the better of me, you know, but that's only happened 3 or 4 times in my life. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
You got a good record, then. You got a good record. That's what I'm talking
about.
Not
bad, not bad. But I prefer to stick to the
three losses.
Right,
that
man.
Ain't bad. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's more losses. Muhammad Ali has more losses than you, so you're in good shape. You know, but no, man. You know, Detroit. You know, I've covered Detroit hip hop for over 20 years, and when I look at Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I see, like I said, a city full of talent. There's a lot of you know what I'm saying? A lot of pain and suffering. You know what I'm saying? The city of Detroit.
Yeah.
What's it like in 2019, you know what I'm saying? Is anything getting better? I know Flint, Michigan, they still got water problems over there. You know, it's a mess. What's Detroit like in 2019, man?
It ain't changed a whole lot, man. You hear about downtown's a little nicer, New Detroit or whatever, but that's just money pumped in to a certain demographic. You know what I mean? It's for the new people that's coming here to work for Quicken Loans and stuff like that. Like, none of that money, none of that development has touched the hood. I'll just put it like that. I mean, I'm downriver, you know, about 5 miles from the Detroit border, and same shit over here. It actually keeps getting worse and worse. You know, that hood element is still here. I haven't really seen anything change. The only thing I've seen is that damn near everybody's a fucking heroin addict. You know, and it
is that
darkness that you're talking
Horrible.
About. That's why we're doing recovery music over here and stuff like that. Everybody's dying, you know, I think at a higher rate than almost anywhere in the fucking country. You know, it's a darkness you mentioned. You know, that's why you got artists like Esham. And that's, you know, that's why you got certain artists. They're making music that comes from a dark place. I mean, you know, Esham, I've worked with him on shows and stuff like that. He's a cool cat, you know, but that darkness that he's speaking on, it's real. It's everywhere around you. This place is cold. It's gray. It's abandoned. It's violent. I mean, I'm just being real. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Not a lot of change.
No, definitely. And sadly, it's like that in a lot of areas. You know, you think over time things would change for the better, but it just seems to keep getting worse. Let's go to another track. I want to chop it up a little bit more, but let's give them this plot twist. You know what I'm saying? Everybody about this one.
Yeah, what this is, man, is myself, my fiance, a lot of people around us have lost a lot of people to drugs and alcohol, and I'm even fighting a case right now, actually in the morning, tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, what this is it's kind of part one of the recovery music thing that we're doing. It was really just something I did for a compilation album for my producer, but I ended up putting it on the album. And it's just expressing, you know, a little bit of the mindset that I dealt with and what a lot of people in this area have dealt with, where, you know, they think they don't have a problem. They're prescribed something. They, you know, especially here with all the factory workers and stuff, next thing you know, their whole life falls apart. So that's what this is about. You know, me being somebody that people looked up to and they was afraid of, like, you know, he's a hustler. It'll never happen to him. You know, he's that guy, and it's like, nah, it happened to me. So it can happen to you, too. I don't give a fuck who you are. So that's what this is about right here.
Yeah. Well, I salute you for putting out that message, man, and sharing your story with people. That's what true artists do. You know what I'm saying? I definitely commend you for that, man. Let's go to this plot twist, and we'll be right back with Don Verb.
Oh. The plot twist. If you meant to know what it is, you'll see it, you'll hear it, you'll feel it. This will be a dedication, but there's too many of y'all to fit the song. So, just gonna get my perspective. Look. The crack era, then AIDS era, then gangbang era. Oh, look. I don't care, bro. It built my strength up, but I got a lot of things pent up. Personal bun, but I know I'll be sent up. But gotta be quick, don't call it a fix, cause after every dose, it's something broken and it's gotta be fixed. 6 months ago, we gotta be chipped. Proof is all a gamble. Sheet of pine that was moved just off a sample. Forever to act and no one knew we was a shambles. There's balloons and then there's candles. Now if you've been to a self-serving vigil, get your motherfucking hands up. Guess when I was watching my mama go at the hospital, I wanted to lie with her. I made sure I couldn't stand up. Don't let them see you weak, my man's are too attacked. Reality was much too much, so I drank till I had a slant. Staring at the reaper, but I see two of them. Every public appearance, popped down drugs like I wasn't doing them. Look at here, it's the immovable, unstoppable beat. Thinking I'm better than you, cause my dealer got a degree. My realization when they released me, I wasn't free. Didn't know who I was, but I knew that I wasn't me. I think I walked something like 70 miles, waiting on the other shoe to drop for 5 years. I rejected my smile, an animal, cause I love all humanity. But look in the mirror and say I hate you. Maybe letting myself drown is how I save you. Reality is way skewed. Trust me, when it's blurry eyes that you force to gaze through. Yes, I'll die for your sins like the Lord that we pray to. Just giving up on my own detox, and it's only day two. Goodbye.
Damn, where the sound at?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Yep. Hello? Now I do. Yeah.
Okay, I got you guys. Technical difficulties as always, but yeah, Don, I was just saying it's a dope track right there. You recently had a album release party, if I'm not mistaken, hosted by Monte Cristo. You know what I'm saying? What's the name of the album again, so the fans can go out and get it?
It's called The Mad King.
It's
available now, right? Oh, yeah. The best place to grab it is actually at donverb.bandcamp.com. Bandcamp's a good place to put your album, man, because you can put anything out there. And there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of rock reworks and stuff like that on this album, you know, so they ain't coming at me on some copyright shit. So, I mean, it's the best place to get it, and I give exclusives to people who cop it, meaning whether it's freestyles, whether it's unreleased tracks. I've probably got 100 tracks, you know what I mean? And I'll just randomly send you out some hot shit and some collabs that you never knew I did. So, I mean, wow. Yeah, it's at donverb.bandcamp.com. The Mad King's got a little twist from the Game of Thrones, man. I mean, it's the insane king that just really just burned everybody up based on his own ego and whatnot. So, you know, it's got that feel to a lot of it. So we did a release party. It went okay. It didn't go quite as good as we wanted it to because I had my little incarceration problem. So the street team couldn't hit it as hard, but we kind of reinvented the real street team rather than the internet promotion, throwing a flyer online. We was putting up posters. You know, we had flyers out. We was Monty hooked up to MJ Jewelers. We was giving out diamonds. I took the diamonds home in a little rap battle, best verse or whatever. You know what I mean? So it was cool. It was a good time. It was good people in there, you know, that type of thing. Good lineup. Great lineup. We had Dice on there. You know what I mean? KDT, you know, my brother's group, Hallucinate's group. We had a lot of talent on there, man.
Yeah. And the album itself, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it right now. You got 22 bangers on there. It's rare. It's a rare thing to find an artist that's willing to, if you purchase my album, I'm going to come back at you and give you some free shit. You know what I'm saying? Salute you for doing that, man. Not many artists do that, man. What gave you the motivation to say, I want to give you some shit from the vault? Because you ain't got to do that.
No, I ain't got to do that, man. But you know, I just thought about it like this. When I was a kid or I was a teenager growing up, if it was an artist I was really feeling, you know, back then we didn't really have the internet promotion. If it would have been Dice or somebody, it was like, yo, man, cop my album, and you're going to get some unreleased tracks I did with Sham, or you're going to get this freestyle from me, something like that. Man, that would have been dope right there. It's like a fan club type of thing. So I just thought, you know, I'm going to do that. I don't really do this for money, man. I mean, yeah, I need to pay the bills. I need to take care of the resources that I put into the music. But I really do this because it's therapy to me, man. It's church to me. So, I mean, you know, I want to share that with people. Put a message out there, and I want to share it with them. And I don't always need to be paid to do that.
Yeah, well, man, hats off to you for that, man. And everybody has their reasons for doing what they do. Like my homie, Scratch LVP, man, he's put out hundreds of mixtapes. You know, and I remember one time asking,
dope,
you know, why don't you put out albums? And he's like, man, I don't give a fuck. You know, I just love making music. You know, it's in him. And, you know, and some people, that's you know, it's just in them, man. Just like with this show, you know, people always used to say, man, why don't you go with the Vlad route and this and that? And I always say, man, people don't give a fuck about me. It's the guest. And that's how we do it with this show. I'm not going to be sitting here with my head bobbing and showing my face. I want to hear your story. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's what it should be about, man. So shout out to you for being one of the nine greedy motherfuckers in the rap game. Because believe me, man, there's a lot of greedy motherfuckers in the rap game.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Let's talk a little bit about the Red Team. You know what I'm saying? You, you're down with the Red Team. You know what I'm saying? Monte Cristo, Tico, when did you become affiliated with the Red Team? How long have you known Monte Cristo?
Actually, I knew he was going to ask me that, and I had to think on it because, you know somebody a long time, you don't remember exactly how you connected. I had a coalition called UADA, the Unification of Almighty Detroit Artists, where it was, you know, there was a lot of fuckery going on here, man. Cats was building their fan base by getting these younger kids to sell tickets, and they was doing it behind the Mo Thug's name, and they was, you know, basically jacking people. And a lot of times, you know, basically what I did is I took all these cats, these young cats, the ones that was being jerked around, and they had little fan bases. And I said, look, man, we're going to put something together where we give away, through my homeboy Q at Chiller's Click, we're going to give away big screen TVs. We're going to give things away to the crowd, to your people. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you some money. So I mean, I wasn't really making money off of this. I was basically breaking even. But it was like, look, if you bring a crowd, you're getting paid for your fans coming out. You know, we got a full building. It's going to attract people of importance. You know, we had contests, you know, best artist, best song. You know, we highlighted that. So if one of those, Monty, came out, he saw what I was doing and everything, and we connected on the friend tip. We did a track together. And basically, Red Team was about to blow, but we had kind of a snake in the mix to fuck all that up. But we stayed true to it. Monty kept working his connects and all that kind of thing. And he's been kind of a mentor because, you know, I'm a solo artist 100%. I could never be in a group again. You know, I have my own vision. But every now and then, my vision gets a little blurry, and I need him to smack me in the head and correct my vision. So that's basically where it's at with him. You know, Tico, I worked with him basically, you know, when he started. You know, my cousin King Joe, rest in peace, and myself helped tutor Tico. We had a little falling out and everything like that, but really, you know, it's one of them things where man to man, we can talk about it, work it out. But, I mean, Red Team is Red Team forever. Whether you work and doing shows together, hanging out or not, you know, Red Team is Red Team. So any day we could pop up and do something. You know, Monty can do a strip club thing. I can do a, just a regular hip-hop thing or whatever. He's going to be there. I'm going to show to his thing. It's just, you know, we just, you know, kind of a loose group, kind of like the Wu-Tang affiliates. We more of a, you know, a crew, you know, that it takes a lot to be a part of, not just talent, but loyalty and all those types of things in some business sense. You know, we basically lift each other up, and that's just where it's at.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, because you guys have been putting it down. Now, that Mo Thug thing you're talking about, if it's the same thing, I talk with a lot of people and deal with a lot of people. I remember that going around, you know, saying in the Midwest, man, in St. Louis, in the Chicago area, and some of the people that we was talking to, I'm just going to say we, I'm not going to say who, but we was talking to people that you could tell we're not affiliated with Paul Tugs in no form of
right.
fashion, you know? And, yeah, so people, you got to be aware of that, man. You definitely got to be aware of that. That shit is going on out there, not just with them either. I've heard it happen with other groups. Matter of fact, right now, you know what I'm saying, again, rest in peace to Fresh Kid Ice, 2Live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do it with 2Live, and they're doing it with Wu-Tang.
You don't care. I've seen... you know, Brother Marquise post some videos and, you know, talk about some things. And I've seen some pictures floating around the internet of Mix doing 2Live shows, which he's the co-creator. He has every right to do 2Live shows. But now I'm seeing there's like two other guys in there taking the place of Chris and Mark.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the
yeah.
fuck is, as a lifelong 2Live crew fan, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I actually saw a picture of one of the guys signing an autograph on an album that he probably wasn't even born when that album was out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck is going on, man? People in hip-hop are just so fucking cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? When you hear stories like that, it almost makes you want to say, you know what, fuck this game. What am I even doing in it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah, that Mo Thug thing, man, they're still doing it. Now, I'll tell you like this, man, I won the first one, you know, and it was a long process. You know, I knew it was fuckery from the beginning, but, you know, once I commit to something, I do it. I'm a competitive type of dude. I won it. I took the little scratch that they had, and I walked away. But I'll tell you what, if people go out and peep my Love Enemies of Murder in Detroit, I've recorded that whole EP in 5 hours, all the layers, everything. And there's a track on there for Mo Thug, for all of them cats, because I had some lyrics stolen from me, melodies, song structure, all kinds of shit. Never got anything out of it. And, I mean, it was all a big hustle, man. You had 50 different cities. It was Mo Thug this, Mo Thug that, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Nobody has a fucking bankroll to fund that. It was all just a big hustle for the cat that's running it in each city to say, hey, I get 400 people out every week, sign me, you know, but what it really was, it was the 6, 7, 8 groups that they put on selling the tickets, and, you know, they was trying to do that to make themselves look good, so it was just a big hustle. I ain't really fall for it, but I was using it as an outlet, you know, and I met a lot of cool people from it, so I just rolled with it.
Yeah,
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. But yeah, this project, you know what I'm saying, the Mad King, is available right now, you know what I'm saying? Is this the precursor for something in the future to come?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I'm going to have a internationally distributed project. You know, this right here is a precursor to that because I'm breaking into some stuff that most hip-hop artists would never think of doing. And this is kind of like a little taste of it. You know, you can't give everybody something just off the wall right away. You know what I mean? Kind of like the Beatles. Before they got into the really abstract stuff, they had to come out with I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, back in the day, my single Hush was I Want to Hold Your Hand. So, I mean, I've been slowly working towards something that I feel like people aren't totally ready for. So I'm just giving them a little taste and kind of breaking them in, so to speak. So, yeah, there's a national album coming that'll be essentially sample-free. This year was more like I was going to do what I want, show you what I'm about, and let you know what's to come.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I know we got another track I want to play before we get out of here called A Whole Nother Level. But before we go to that, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I want to give you the floor, Don. Let everybody know where they need to go to get your music and follow you on social media. Also, if they want to holler at you about verses or getting you on the show, man, what could they do? The floor is yours, brother.
Definitely hit up the Bandcamp joint. Again, it's donverb.bandcamp.com. There's a couple other sites out there that got it, too. Also, definitely check out the Facebook. It's at Don Verb Red Team. So just, you know, facebook.com/Don Verb Red Team. There's another Don Verb profile on that. Don't go to that. Go to the Don Verb Red Team. On IG, it's just at Don_Verb. You know, I do little announcements and stuff like that and little freestyles and throw them on there, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, just check me on the social media and on the Bandcamp. And on YouTube, it's, what is it? It's Hot New Hip Hop Don Verb, something like that. Just search Don Verb, and I believe it'll be the second one down. You see my logo. It'll have the Whole Nother Level video in it. You know what I mean? This track's got Hallucinate in it. That's my brother right there. So the video is real entertaining, man. There's a little shout out to Dexter Morgan in that video, so check it out.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. And thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go out and support the Mad King, you know what I'm saying, buy that. Support you know what I'm saying, our first guest MC Mac as well. You know what I'm saying? Pure Anna Volume 6. And Detroit to Memphis, Memphis to Detroit, hell of a show. Let's close out episode 587 with this Whole Nother Level. I'm going to let you intro this song as we outro out of this episode, brother.
Yeah, this track right here, man, is produced by my homeboy DJ Restless down in Florida. Done a lot of work with him, actually. Calls himself the Garroting Ninja now. He's a beast. Shout out to him. That's Robert Ferris right there. Follow him on social media. But, yeah, this track here is me and my brother Hallucinate. I mean, he's been my dude, my brother, my loyal brother for many, many years, and he's the king of the wicked shit. So check out Hallucinate as well. But this track here was more like we heard the track. I wrote a certain hook. You know, shout out to Akon. I think he might have influenced this hook. But this track here is more like, look, man, we OGs in the street and in the music. You know, a lot of times cats will, you know what I mean, they'll get froggy. This track here is like, listen, man, we done been through that life. If we have to, we'll take it to a whole nother level. You'll fucking disappear. You know what I mean? So I'm the Don. I'll make you fucking disappear without laying a finger on you. That's what this fucking track right here is about. And again, check out that video for a whole nother level. Check it on my channel for sure, because the director got it up, but I believe ours got a little more to it. And, you know, that sort of thing, and it'll lead you to other videos. But this here is just getting that message across right here.
And definitely. Thank you for coming on the show, Don Verb. You know what I'm saying? You take
no
care
doubt.
Of yourself.
Appreciate
also,
what y'all do, man, for sure.
Man, thank you, man. Real talk, man. Also, please check out, MC Banks, Pure Anna, Volume 6. And, the homie Sinister out of France, Sinister Sounds Underground Mix, Volume 24 by DJ Lord Sinister. That's available right now for download, so check that out. We will see you guys actually Monday, with an interview with Billy Gans of M.O.P., So look out for that one. That'll be coming real soon. Actually, be coming here a few days. The fourth. I think Monday's the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. But, we're out of here, man. This is a whole nother level off Mad King by Don Verb. Peace.
Yeah. Don Verb. Hallucinate. Red Team. Double Jet. Sometimes you gotta warn them. After one time of not heeding that warning, well, we take it to a whole nother level.
The Don's the nicest man in the clique. Put my fam overusing rifles and clips. More than fat bitches overuse the title of thick. But I'm still giving them the orders. Heard her keeping her wax, yeah, that's what I tell the bitches and reporters. Yeah. Shitting on these rappers, my verses, cones and seas. Approach the scene with a fofo and lean, chewing a coca leaves. I'm what a real street rapper supposed to be. The coldest street, shaped and molded me, only me. Motherfucking match a big pun is exhumed. Nobody defeated me, they got air in their lungs, my dude. Yeah, two-faced, call it Siamese twinning. Barrel stay out of the sweatshop. Call it Chinese children. Now I got a team comprised of OG surprise. We the plunger to this fecal ride. It's an overflow. You say braids and some mops, clean up the slops, then find another beat to rock. Red Team, go.
Oh, you don't wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, it's worse when I'm with my team.
Don't show. We take it to a whole nother level, man. Take it to a whole nother level, man. Take it to a whole nother level, man. Whole nother level, man. Man. I'm making these niggas bow down. I'm the king of this wicked shit. Point blank, hands down. Ain't nobody sick as this. Most of these bitches ain't nothing but clowns. I'm from the D, home of the wicked sound. I chop you up and put you on the ground. And your mind, cause you live from the loss of fire. Don't fuck around with real killers. Real goons cause real thrillers. You whack motherfuckers ain't shit to me. All you bitches ain't nothing but a hit for me. I'm murderistic, I'm cannibalistic. Goddamn right, I'm rich as a 60. I get lifted, I'm twisted. Put this gag up to your biscuit. It's gonna be a tragedy. The way I speak this blasphemy. Bow down on your knees. You clowns call me majesty. Fuck my ex bitch and the nigga that you with. Both of y'all can get these nuts. I'm on some other level shit.
You don't wanna fuck with me. Oh no, no, no. Oh, it's worse when I'm with my team. Don't show, don't show.
Hey, yo.
We take it to a whole other level, man.
Yeah.
We take it to a whole other level, man.
Yeah.
Take it to a whole other level, man.
Yeah.
Whole other level, man.
Ain't no crime scene, no one seen a thing.
Woo.
We don't make a sound, so don't say we bang. We just keep it moving, so don't say we hang. We just revolve around beef, so there's no ping, ping, pang. I ain't with that pussy shit. Y'all better white, front to back. Looking like a hip-hop junkie lately. Got like 100 tracks. Something like an office in it, spit out like 100 facts.
Real shit.
Now I can help folks like a self-slubber. I hold nothing back. I'm better than you as I empty my fluids on your homie's grave. You just hood bitch, you small time Red Team coach to coach we claim. Maybe it's better no one knows your name. Restless FL on the beat, they bring hell to the street. Make them I feel what I speak, must frighten rail to the beat. Expelling the heat, only for the real little G's of every age. Like me since 14, motherfucker, I've been a thing. Put you on a t-shirt, Wayne, clouds and curly writing. Teach you how to curb indictments, album about the boom.
None.
This verse is lightning.
Oh, you don't want